You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Revolution Rock with your host, Trevor Goodwin. Thanks for tuning in. Just had spring break to unwind. I was in Kentucky doing on a sort of a camping trip, but I mean, we had a cabin for most of it, so glamping, I guess you could say. Yeah, I didn't have like a ton of time because I was away the whole time to really work on a playlist. But with all of that road tripping, you know, you get a lot of, you play a lot of music on the ride. So a lot of what I'm playing, I guess, was stuff that, I was either playing in the car, let's say a 10-hour drive. So yeah, stuff I was either playing there or like a friend was playing and caught my ear. So, yeah, so that's going to be, I guess, the majority of stuff today. It's really kind of all over the place. Got to start off with, like, just some traditional classic rock stuff, but then that's going to diverge from there. Got some electronic music and, some rap just all over the place. I'll just get started then. First song is Care of Cell 44 by The Zombies off their album Odyssey and Oracle. It's the first track on that song. And then the next one will be off of The Moody Blues Days of Future Past called The Afternoon, which is a really popular song. But this is going to be like the extended 8-minute version, which I don't know, might be a little self-indulgent, but it's a good song, so I thought I'd play it. So, yeah, I guess I'll just get started. Here is The Zombies.
Writing the Doesn't matter.
Right, that was Just the Afternoon by the Moody Blues. Up next, I have... those two songs came out in 1967, which really a great year for music. The next song I have is a lot different. It's from LCD Sound System called Losing My Edge. Really a funny song, and although it is quite different from a lot of the things I would usually put on this show, it kind of has quite a bit of connection. It's kind of an interesting song because it's really kind of about music and music culture itself, and kind of how the whole thing can be a little ridiculous at times. And so it references a lot of artists of kind of 60s, 70s, stuff that I play a lot of on this show, actually, which is funny. The whole thing kind of has almost like a Velvet Underground vibe / sound to it, if the Velvets, decided to be all funny instead of being so sad all the time. But I guess this is this is all sad too. But so this is Losing My Edge by LCD Sound System.
I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge. The kids are coming up from behind. I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge to the kids from France and from London. But I was there. I was there in 1968. I was there at the first Cannes show in Cologne. I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge to the kids whose footsteps I hear. When they get on the decks, I'm losing my edge to the internet seekers who can tell me every member of every good group from 1962 to 1978. Although I'm losing my edge, I'm losing to all the kids to the art school of Brooklynites and Berlin and little jackets. Borrowed nostalgia for the unremembered 80s. Well, I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge. But I was there. I was there. I was the first guy playing Daft Punk.
to the Rock Kids. I played it at CBGB. Everybody thought it was crazy. We all know. I was there. I've never been wrong. I used to work in the record store. Had everything before anyone. I was there. The Paradise Garage DJ booth with Larry Levan. I was there in Jamaica during the great sound clash. I woke up naked on the beach in Ibiza in 1988. But I'm losing my edge. And more talent. And we're actually really, really nice. I heard you have a compilation of every good song ever done by anybody. Every great song by the Beach Boys. All the underground hits, all the modern lovers tracks. I heard you have a vinyl of every Niagara record on German imports. I heard that you have a white label of every seminal Detroit techno hit, 1985, 86, 87. I heard that you have a CD compilation of every good 60s cut and another box set from the 70s. I hear you're buying a synthesizer and an arpeggiator, and throwing your computer out the window because you want to make something real. You want to make a Yaz record. I hear that you and your band have sold your guitars and bought turntables. I hear that you and your band have sold your turntables and bought guitars. I hear everybody that you know is more relevant than everybody.
That was just Losing My Edge by LCD Sound System. Really interesting song. I think they released a new album last year after being disbanded for a while. I haven't listened to it, but coming up next, I have two hip-hop songs. Both of them, I think, defined by their features. It's interesting because the two features, the first is by Chris Martin of Coldplay, who I'm really not a fan of, but I mean, he has a great voice, and it definitely works for the song, too, with Kanye West, and it's one of my favorite songs of his. And then the next is a musician who I respect a whole lot more, but really has kind of been quiet recently, and that's Andre 3000, who has a feature on Kid Cudi's latest album. I think these are two really good songs that are, again, kind of defined by these great features in my mind. So this first one is Homecoming off of Kanye West's Graduation. And then after that is By Design off of Kid Cudi's Passion, Pain, and Demon Slaying.
And you say Shy City, Shy City, Shy City.
I'm coming home again. Do you think about me now and then?
Yeah.
Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home again.
Girl, when I was 3 years old, and what I love most, she had so much soul. She said, excuse me, little homie, I know you don't know me, but my name is Wendy and I like to blow trees, and from that point I never blow her off. Niggas come from out of town, I like to show her off. They like to act tough, she like to tone them off and make them straighten up their hat, cause she know they soft. And when I grew up, she showed me how to go downtown, and at nighttime my face lit up so astounding. I told her, and my heart is where she always be. She never mess with entertainers cause they always leave. She said it felt like they walked and drove on me. Knew I was gang affiliated, got on TV and told on me. I guess it's why last winter she got so cold on me. She said, yay, yeah, keep making that, keep making again. That platinum and gold for me.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home. Maybe we could start again.
But if you really cared for her, then you wouldn't have never hit the airport to follow your dreams. Sometimes I still talk to her, but when I talk to her, it always seems like she's talking about me. She said you left your kids and they just like you. They wanna rap and make soul beats just like you, but they just not you. And I just got through talking about what niggas trying to do, just not new. Now everybody got the game figured out all wrong. I guess you never know what you got till it's gone. I guess that's why I'm here and I can't come back home. And guess when I heard that, when I was back home. Every interview I'm representing you, making you proud. Reach for the stars, so if you fall you land on a cloud. Jump in the crowd, spark your lighters, wave them around. If you don't know
I'm
by now,
I'm
talking
again.
About Chi-Town.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home. Maybe we could start again. Maybe we could start again.
Illuminate this shaded place. is a rose that won't be long. The music demands you take the lead. Come on with it. Come on. Moments don't pass me up, no, no. Cause I seize them in stride. Till the wind never gave me in. I met one internally. Have faith in the choices you made. It's all by design. Go with it.
I see everything with new beams, I do dream. My eyes are glowing, mood rings, you're boring. Stop dueling with the true thing, I do think. When you think too much, you're removing what's moving. Stuck inside a statue, look at you. Go ahead and pogo, something will catch you. A petty logo shed on my tattoos. I read all the bad news, it says I'm too careful.
Seems I stumbled on a path, no coincidence, truly in my essence I've arrived.
Who am I, don't remind me. Too alive, new arriving. You were right, I was left in a B4. To the light, I am Carolyn.
Parallel to paradise, I reach out for my lifeline. The angels rap in paradise, they say in my own lifeline. Look at you.
The true thing, I do think. When you think too much, you're removing what's moving. Stuck inside a statue, look at you. Go ahead and pogo, something will catch you. A petty logo shed on my tattoos. I read all the bad news, it says I'm too careful.
Tap into the frequency line. Ooh, tap into the frequency line.
That was just By Design by Kid Cudi featuring Andre 3000. But Wist is Andre Benjamin. I'm not sure why he did that. Maybe it's representing a new phase in his career, I guess. I'm not sure. But anyway, next few songs. I have three more songs and then one last, a long one. And then that'll be it for me today. This collection, I have two songs by Sufjan Stevens. One of them, recent song, came out last year from the movie Call Me By Your Name. And then another from an album, it's been a while now, over 10 years, off of his album Illinois. It's the album cover says Illinois, but I think with an E. But I think it's called Illinois, I'm not sure, which is about John Wayne Gacy, which is an interesting topic to say the least. He was a serial killer back, the 80s, I believe. Really troubled person. And I really liked that song. It was similar to a song of his that I played, I think like 2 weeks ago, Tanya Harding, kind of taking an interesting look at these troubled people that, you know, kind of get absorbed in pop culture. And obviously what John Wayne Gacy did is much, much worse than what Tanya Harding did, but they both have interesting stories to tell. So first, it's going to be Mystery of Love, and then, going to play a Neil Young song from a live live concert. It's a bit redundant. From a concert he did back in 71. So, and that's going to be Man Needs a Maid and Heart of Gold. But first, Sufjan Stevens.
Running like a plover, now I'm going to It's a new song about it's about it's a Broadway musical. And it's some people look at their life and say, well, my life's like a movie. And then they talk about what scenes went down. And then in some movies there's tunes, you know. This is like a show tune from my movie. Just someone to keep my house clean, fix my meals and go away. A friend. A man feels afraid. A friend.
Searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old.
leaves me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. I've been to Hollywood, I've been to Redwoods, I crossed the ocean for a heart of gold. I've been in my mind, it's such a fine line that keeps me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. It keeps me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. I wanna live, I wanna give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. And when will I see you again?
just John Wayne Gacy Jr. By Sufjan Stevens. I have one more song before I go. It's a bit of a longer one. It's by, off of Daft Punk's last album. Just fine, I've never played them before, but they were mentioned in, well, in LCD Sound System, one of their most popular songs. It's about Daft Punk, and so it's kind of fun playing both today. But yeah, this song is about one of the founders of techno music, and it's kind of an interesting blend. It's kind of like a like an interview documentary slash tribute song. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Yeah, so thank you for listening this week, and hope you tune in next. This is Giorgio by Maura Deer.
When I was 15, 16, when I really started to play guitar, I definitely wanted to become a musician. It was almost impossible because it was the dream was so big that I didn't see any chance because I was living in a little town, was studying. And when I finally broke away from school and became a musician, I thought, well, now I may have a little bit of a chance because all I really wanted to do is music and not only play music, but compose music. At that time in Germany, in 69, 70, they had already discotheques. So I would take my car, would go to a discotheque, sing maybe 30 minutes. I think I had about 7-8 songs. I would partially sleep in the car because I didn't want to drive home. And that helped me for about almost 2 years to survive in the beginning. I wanted to do an album with the sounds of the 50s, the sounds of the 60s, of the 70s, and then have a sound of the future. And I said, wait a second, I know the synthesizer. Why don't I use the synthesizer, which is the sound of the future? And I didn't have any idea what to do, but I knew I needed a click. So we put a click on the 24 track, which then was synced to the Moog modular. I knew that could be a sound of the future, but I didn't realize how much the impact would be. My name is Giovanni Giorgio, but everybody calls me Giorgio. Thank you. once you free your mind about a concept of harmony and of music being correct, you can do whatever you want. So nobody told me what to do, and there was no preconception of what to do.